You're usually really good at it. All right, so when you talk about old age,
I think you're talking
like there's a club in my head.
do your dancing.
Oh, there you go.
That's hot. That's hot.
I need to get a clip of that and put it on here. Just the best hot. Dude. She's in jail. Fuck that shit.
We could always say it wasn't Misty doing it, right?
So Paris Hilton is in jail, guys, and this is episode 98 of The Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, 98, and we're going to start out by saying call our fucking hotline because I only have like 3 fucking phone calls for the 100th show.
Yeah.
Don't
and,
make us beg.
Even if you're shy, Mr. Cough Cough Obi, who talked to me last night. Cute guy. He likes our show. He heard about it through Bear Podcast. Even if you're shy, you can still call us. You don't have to say anything. Just call us.
Ryan's shy.
I'm shy. And
even
lazy.
His face is shy. He's like...
It's shy behind hair.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so this is Ricky.
This is Herbalicious.
And this is Ryan.
And this is episode 98. Again, I will say we have one more show before we record episode 100.
So bitches better be ready.
Yeah. I don't know how special it's going to be since no one's fucking calling us.
Yeah. There needs.
We did get a couple. We have an email and we have like 3 calls.
People can't hear email, people.
We have like hundreds of listeners and I don't understand why we don't have hundreds of calls.
Maybe they don't have telephones.
If they have the internet, I'm pretty sure they have a phone.
Yeah,
and they can download Skype and leave us a message.
I only have a cell phone.
They need to use...
I do not have a home phone.
But you can use your cell phone to call the hotline, and you can also download Skype.
I can call the hotline on my cell phone?
Yes.
What's the number?
206-984-FOUL.
Holy shit, that's got foul right
in
it.
And what's that, 3... What was the foul numbers?
I don't know, just spell foul.
I'll whip it out.
Phone.
Hold on, I'm whipping
it out. Ooh, and the phone too.
306-984-3685.
Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, just go to a payphone and use 1010321. How about that? Is that still around?
Fuck John Stamos. That's all I got to say.
Dude, it wasn't even him. It was John Lithgow.
Oh, whatever. There was
no, it was John
Stamos,
too.
I think that was 1010220, though.
Yeah, it's all the same, though.
Fuck John Stamos.
I know, him and his hair on Full House.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when all it took was 0.
Yeah.
Hello, operator. Can you give me the foul monkeys?
Let me connect you.
Let me plug you in.
Additional fee of $29.95.
Remember Lucy doing it?
Lucy off Charlie Brown?
No, I love Lucy.
I don't remember being the operator.
She worked at the phone company or something, and she was trying to do it, and she couldn't keep up with it.
She worked fucking everywhere.
Something like that,
doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Shouldn't she been raising Little Ricky?
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. How did she get Little Ricky when there were 2 beds?
I don't know.
Because they met in the middle. Oh!
Wasn't he like an illegitimate child or something?
Well,
no, because they were married.
The real Desi Arnaz like cheated on her, and that's why they...
Arnaz. No, it's Arnaz.
Or not.
Look it up, motherfucker.
Callers, call in 206-94-FOUL. Tell us.
We'll air you. Yeah.
Oh, and this is to answer some questions that we've been getting. I don't think we can do a live 100th episode for people to call in.
Because everybody's on a different time zone.
Right, that, and we're recording through GarageBand, and I don't know how to record through GarageBand and Skype.
Excuse you, Desiarnaz.
No.
Arnaz.
You, all right, fine. Listen to I Love Lucy and let her say it.
This is going to be a real debate.
Yeah.
It's Arnaz. My mom says it in Spanish.
Arnaz.
No, it's not.
Just because your mom speaks Spanish doesn't mean she knows every Spanish name.
But if his mom speaks Spanish and you're from Virginia.
Then she knows how to say it in Spanish, okay?
Okay, then, but she's in America.
I will look up the pronunciation of
America. Say America.
Arnaz.
Hey, wait a minute now. This is America.
We always speak non-good English.
Look, I speak American. I don't speak no sissy ass English.
You don't mess with Texas.
I ain't pussified.
I don't speak
what
no.
You're saying.
What you say? I don't speak no. No sissy ass American or sissy ass English talk.
No, I don't speak no pussy Queens English.
I don't speak
this
no
the King's
hybrid
American.
Car.
Shit.
Who's King of America?
The Burger King.
Dude, that guy's creepy.
What about the Dairy Queen?
He kicked Uncle Sam's ass, and now he owns America.
Awesome.
That's how it works.
Off with his head.
Who's been painting my
roses
red?
Exactly.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I owe you.
Or are you old enough to know that?
I am, so I hope he is.
No, I'll just pay you off in sex.
I'd rather have the Coke.
Hey, man, I've got something you can drink, too. And it hasn't got caffeine, so it's better for you.
Yeah, it depends, you know, I mean, if you've had a lot of caffeine.
All right, so I need to talk about Mr. Old Age, even though he kind of shut the hell up. But
oh, God, are you really going to talk about him?
But we're not done. Yeah, he's a loser.
You can at least tell everyone what he said.
Yeah, he claimed that Rookie supports, like, child molesters because he thinks that he knows what he's talking about when we mention the name Eddie, and he has no idea what he's talking about because he's an idiot and he really needs
Herb's
to check
his
facts.
Herb's even shaking his head like really hard now.
Yeah, because it's
you,
like...
You could probably hear it.
Because it's like, dude, it's...
It probably went, wow, wow, wow. Just because he's shaking his head. It was hard. Like.
So, dude, it's different when you, like, try to make a point or try to make fun of somebody and it's right or it's an opinion, but it's... Totally different when you really are wrong and you're the only one who doesn't know it.
And it's different when they're stalking you.
Yeah.
He's like stalker boy.
Dude, that guy's a
Y'all
loser.
Y'all have so many stalkers. I'm totally jealous.
Holy
you
crap.
Should be. It's totally hot.
So anyway,
come
that guy's a loser.
Stalk me in my tool shed.
And I have a friend in Atlanta, Georgia, who used to know him. And if you're listening, Mr. Chris, you're a fag and you're a loser and nobody likes you. And
pwned.
Yeah, basically.
And I live in San Francisco, and I'm so cool because I love Prince and junk.
And I digitally alter my pictures so that I look like Skinny and Junk, even though I'm a fat motherfucker.
Yeah, and I'm so twinked out right now.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I like stalk fat boys.
That was all I wanted to say. You know what's weird about Lakeland though is that there's like a lot of gay people here. Like everywhere
yeah,
we go,
but
we
they're
see, like,
country gay people, so you kind of think they're southern.
Yeah,
but because you really don't know, you just think they're really nice.
No, I mean there's obvious.
I'm just from North Carolina. That's how we. Talk.
I'm not gay.
No, I mean without talking to them though, like guys who look gay who are gay, who don't talk. Like I didn't talk to them.
Yeah, it's best that they don't
stick a bag over their head and fuck them.
Yeah. American flag
bitches.
For glory.
No, it's just weird though. I wouldn't expect that from this kind of town.
Well, in San Francisco, where I live, there's only gay people.
And we all eat Ghirardelli chocolate off our assholes and like drive like Priuses and
every
stuff.
Day is pride here.
There's always a parade.
I was listening to another podcast. They were saying that because, you know, Cyndi Lauper goes to, like, every gay event or whatever it goes. And they said she's permanently stuck in San Francisco. She's in
a
parade every day.
She can't get out of the loop.
I love Cyndi Lauper, though.
She's a crazy bitch.
True colors are beautiful like a rainbow.
I always get her and a lot of older Madonna songs mixed up.
What?
Because they sound the same.
No,
they both
they
have
don't.
Unrealistically high voices. And backed up by 80s music. Bam.
Madonna doesn't.
Madonna changed.
Well, that.
You
Madonna
can be my lucky
80s.
Star. That's fucking Cyndi Lauper
you
right
can
there.
Be my lucky
I know it's Madonna, but it sounds exactly like Cyndi Lauper.
That sounds exactly like Madonna. Do it again, Ryan.
No, I don't think I can.
You
Come
can
on,
be
do
my
it.
Lucky star.
Let me give you your shot of estrogen real quick.
Ow. Invading with my testosterone
in the
organisms.
Butt. In the butt.
In the
doing
cornhole.
The butt.
So I'm all out of double stuffed Oreos, and it makes me mad.
Yeah,
Ricky.
Yeah,
double stuffed this.
Those regular stuffed Oreos. Fuck that shit.
Like, why even make those anymore?
I don't know. Because
the
this
same
is
price.
America, and we fucking need double stuff.
double stuffed trans fat fucking Oreos.
No, but I mean, like, it's the same price.
100% so trans for, like, fat. If you're in San Francisco, because we don't eat.
Well, like, if it's the same price, and you know they both have the same, like, not good for you shit in them,
we don't eat spinach.
Why not just make the one?
That's,
ooh,
oh my
spinach
God,
Oreos.
That's so 2006.
In San Francisco, we have Oreos made out of spinach. And they have Popeye stamped on them.
Tofu creamy middle.
Double stuffed with tofu.
And that's Herb literally eating an Oreo cookie. That's not double stuffed.
One day San Francisco's gonna like be jettisoned off of America. That's what I believe.
Earthquaked into Hawaii or some shit.
No, we're just going to send it to the moon.
The moon?
Just like in Superman 3.
Hey.
Where they send San Francisco to the moon.
And then before
look it
long.
Up, read a book sometimes. It's there.
And then before
they
long.
They don't read in San Francisco.
It's in history books, Superman 3.
Dude, and then before long, we'll have a rainbow flag on the moon instead of an American flag.
That'd be awesome.
And like a bus,
all the
too.
Gay people would be living there.
And some bears, too.
Oh, you don't go to the moon?
That would be awesome, because I could go to the moon and not weigh anything and not feel bad about being fat.
Yeah, all like the bear meetings on the moon.
Right.
Oh, I weigh 7 pounds. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny.
Dude, so the super chubs would be like 30 pounds? It'd be like,
right.
Oh, snap.
But, then, like,
but the moon like falls to the
but
earth.
Because there's less gravity, you're going to like, all your limbs and shit will atrophy. So like.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
So it'll be a oh, bunch yeah. of like gay guys who can't move because they're so atrophied.
Oh, it's like in San Francisco when we're really high on meth.
And we go to the rave.
I don't know. That's probably more prominent here.
Dude, that's
they get it from here.
Probably smoke tofu and fucking.
That's hot.
And roll up some
tofu
long,
and
some chronic iced
bean
teas.
Sprouts.
We freebase it.
It's we awesome. Freebase our what can we freebase? Antifreeze.
Oh.
Suck on that old age.
Yeah, how dare you make fun of us? Now we're going to make fun of your town.
And your chocolate.
Because it's
I
hard
thought,
to make fun of this town.
I thought right? when I was a kid.
Because there ain't shit here to make fun of.
Dude, I thought when I was a kid that the Ghirardelli Square was like made of chocolate. Like it was like a chocolate Willy Wonka like land. And I went there and it was just like a plaza with a store that had chocolate in it and like history about chocolate. And it's like,
well,
I don't
we got
fucking
that
care.
In Tampa.
I want to eat.
Yeah, we exactly. got a chocolate store. Yeah, we got that shit.
Yeah, chocolate covered ants. We chocolate covered maggots. What else we got?
We
it's,
can chocolate cover anything.
It's right next to Ricky Squirrels.
No, my coworker knows about the squirrels.
Make this the picture.
Because she listens to the show.
Oh, yeah.
She like belongs to my personal MySpace page.
My personal.
And my personal MySpace page. Anyway, she came up to me. She goes, she's like, so how are the squirrels? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, I heard your show. I was like,
why is
shit.
She, what? Is she hitting on you or what the fuck?
No. She's making fun of me.
Oh, okay.
You should make that the picture, like the icon for this next show.
The squirrel that she left on yeah. the MySpace page. It's like yeah. this big.
Oh, God. With the one with the nuts.
Yeah.
And it's standing there.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Dude, that's like every squirrel, though. I mean, pretty much.
Squirrels' this, nuts are big.
There's this yeah. big-ass squirrel that goes to the community. It doesn't go there, but it lives, like, in the trees.
Because everybody feeds it fries and pepperonis.
It probably could go to that fucking community college. Right. There's some fucking retards that go there.
Monster squirrel.
People call
shit,
it college.
I got a D on this one. Damn. I don't understand.
Squirrel, do you know the answer?
I use 4 commas per sentence like they said. Every sentence should have 4 commas.
No, every time you pause, you should have a comma.
We are fucking country
so,
this episode. Damn.
I
golly.
Said, gar Lee.
Timbo. Timbo.
Oh, my God. 15 minutes of bullshit. That's what we've done so far.
Basically.
Everybody has to have their 15 minutes of bullshit.
I think that's fame.
No, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. Oh, okay. Even the famous people.
Fuck fame. No, there's too many people for there to be 15 minutes of fame. It'd be like a billion hours.
Awesome.
Wait, how many people are in America now? Is it like 40,000 billion?
Three of us.
Oh. There's one like every second with the Mexicans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They keep jumping, man.
If you have a problem with that comment, please email
Herb. We need a turnstile all the way across Texas. So, because fucking we're not keeping them out. We might as well just keep track of how many are coming in.
Yeah, but get a ticket and get an arcade.
Clank, 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 clank. That's turnstiles.
You hear the music too.
Some guy like, wait, hold on. The turnstiles broke. Hold on. Let me reset the numbers.
Hold on. I got to call the Mexicans that jumped over to come back and fix it.
Hey, y'all, come back and fix this real quick. Hey.
Wasn't that something that they said they were going to build a wall around the border, and then they were like who's going to do it? And they're like,
migrant labor.
Yeah. I was like, that's rude.
They're going to
make them go back
on the other side. So they're like, hey, man, okay, let us back over, man. And they're like, no.
As thanks for the free work.
Turns out your papers didn't go through.
Actually, you're walling yourself in.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I bet that would help with like the North American Free Trade Agreement, by the way. Building a giant fucking wall between two of the major countries
in
North America.
Dude, in no time, we won't have to build an actual solid wall. We'll just have an invisible laser field. And it'll, whenever it smells burrito, it'll just be like.
Stop it.
It senses mustaches.
It senses